Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump's nominee to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will receive a vote on the Senate floor. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports McConnell did not set a timeline to replace Ginsburg, who died today of complications from cancer.
Majority Leader McConnell says voters elected a GOP majority in 2016 and expanded it in the midterm election in 2018. He says that happened in part because lawmakers pledged to work with President Trump to fill vacancies in federal courts. In a statement, McConnell says Republicans will keep their promise and, quote, President Trump's nominee will receive a vote on the floor of the United States Senate. In 2016, McConnell blocked President Obama's nominee to replace Justice Antonin Scalia, who died in February of that election year. At the time, McConnell said voters should have a voice in the selection of the next Supreme Court justice. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Televised pictures are showing a crowd gathering at the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court tonight. Another firefighter has died battling wildfires in California. The U.S. Forest Service says the death happened yesterday in the San Bernardino Forest as crews continue to fight the El Dorado fire. The California Department of Forestry says it believes the fire was sparked by a pyrotechnic device set off as part of a gender reveal party. The identity of the firefighters being withheld pending notification of family members. Wildfires burning across California are now blamed for at least 26 deaths. Days after touting his administration's coronavirus vaccine distribution plan, the president is again contradicting the agency that wrote it. NPR's Sydney Lumpkin reports on the latest promise for when a coronavirus vaccine will be widely available.
The president said today that more than 100 million doses of a coronavirus vaccine would be available by the end of the year. But this doesn't line up with the CDC's plan, which was released Wednesday. Even its best-case scenario means less than half of the vaccine Trump promised would be available by year-end. And we don't know if or when a vaccine will be authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. Still, Trump said this today.
Hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
CDC Director Robert Redfield told the Senate committee on Wednesday that most Americans wouldn't have access to a coronavirus vaccine until summer or fall of 2021. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Consumers were a bit more upbeat during the early part of this month. The University of Michigan says its consumer sentiment index was up more than 4 points in August, though it still remains well below February's level just before the coronavirus pandemic began slamming the U.S. economy. Stocks closed lower at week's end. The Dow down 244 points today. The Nasdaq fell 116 points. The S&P 500 dropped 37 points. This is NPR. Belarus is accusing the UN Human Rights Council of meddling in its affairs. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the council has approved a resolution to monitor allegations of human rights violations in the former Soviet state.
The UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Belarus, Anaïs Marin, says there are credible allegations of abuse as Belarus cracks down on protesters. She's calling for restraint and dialogue in the wake of a disputed election.
Excellencies, let's not allow another Iron Curtain to descend on the European continent.
Her recorded message to a special meeting of the UN Human Rights Council was interrupted several times by procedural complaints from the ambassadors of Belarus, Russia, China, and Venezuela. They also tried to interrupt Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, the woman who ran against the longtime ruler of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. government via the Commerce Department says effective Sunday, the Chinese-owned apps TikTok and WeChat will be barred from app stores. Government citing national security and data privacy concerns about the popular apps. Google and Apple, which are the major owners of mobile app stores, along with WeChat owner Tencent, did not immediately comment on the announcement. Oracle has proposed a deal to acquire some of TikTok's U.S. operations. It's not clear what would happen with WeChat, which, along with TikTok, a popular video sharing app, has millions of U.S. followers. A further ban on TikTok would take effect after the November election. Crude oil futures prices wound up the week slightly higher. Oil up 14 cents a barrel to close at $41.11 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.